This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
On this day back in 1978, a video for this Queen song, Bicycle Race, filmed at Wimbledon Stadium in the UK, featured 65 nude female professional models racing around the stadium's track on bicycles. A rental company? I don't know. Let's just say the rental company wasn't interested in taking back the bikes after they found out exactly what had happened. All right. Queen's bicycle race video. I don't know if it's on YouTube or anywhere else. I just know it, in fact, was filmed on this day back in 1978. Always digging back into the world of music. Sometimes a little off music. When I'm filling in for Steve. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning. Next on the program is Alan Sachs. He's professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Alan, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much. I'm afraid to even think about the women on the bicycles.
Yeah, it's best if you don't. I mean,
and frankly, if anybody saw that and they ran for office later on, they're in trouble.
That's right. They are completely disqualified,
even if
you viewed that film at any time. Well, I mean, we are literally responding to things in real time here this morning, Alan. We had the accuser publicly make herself known yesterday via the Washington Post. Some reaction trickling in yesterday. We have more this morning. Kellyanne Conway saying that the accuser will be heard from, should not be insulted, should not be ignored. Indications from both the accuser's camp and from Kavanaugh's camp this morning that both would be willing to come back before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. It certainly appears, right now, we're going to hear from them both, but it also appears as if that vote will not be delayed. There's no rewarding this political behavior by Democrats.
Yeah, the whole thing just seems a little too convenient. Every single thing in life is becoming political. I'm going to a therapist today to see if there's anything in my memory going back 60 or 70 years that might have affected me. The whole thing just seems, of course I'm being terribly sarcastic, but the whole thing is just so political. To me it seems almost contrived. Maybe it happened, and by the way, if it did happen, nobody's condoning that. They were both in high school, I believe. If you went around and you asked today people who are in their 60s, 70s, or 80s, or even younger, did anything like this happen in your high school? Did you participate in anything like this? Did you have knowledge of anything like this? I think it would be upwards of 70, 80, 90% if people were honest.
And this is...
not excuses. I'm just saying
right.
this is the stuff of adolescence.
It just doesn't seem... There's in a best-case scenario at this point, there's no way to avoid a classic he said, she said
exactly.
Kind of dispute. It's 35 years ago. The memories are fuzzy. The alleged victim didn't even talk about it until 6 years ago. So no
Why
one.
Why didn't she bring it up at other times? For example, he's been before committees, Judge Kavanaugh. He's a lower federal court judge. It could have been brought up at any time. But all of a sudden, this gets before the cameras right now.
And also, I think a question to ask, we'll see if it is asked, if Democrats believe the accuser after whatever comes out this week, if they believe the accuser is telling the truth, then shouldn't they push for Judge Kavanaugh to be taken off of his current position?
Exactly.
If they believe that she's telling the truth, then he shouldn't even be a judge at this point. I doubt they're going to try to push that far, but it's a logical conclusion if you believe the accuser.
You know, it's really interesting. This is very anecdotal. Once in a while, we discuss these things in my classrooms at the university. And if I ever bring up Bill Clinton, Lyndon Johnson, John Kennedy, and what they did in office, some of my students, it just goes right over their heads. They don't care about it. But with something like this, they'll care a lot. They'll make a big to-do out of it. It's almost like our public schools, this is just my own strange opinion, have sort of anesthetized students to one part of our political life, but made them emboldened in regard to another. So they become anesthetized if you bring up the peccadilloes and abuse of former presidents, most of whom were Democratic, and they're anesthetized to this. But if you talk about some Republicans doing something, oh my gosh, they're outraged.
Yeah, Alan Sachs with us, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Speculating here, I mean, your best guess, do you think that the committee votes on Thursday? Do you think it continues as scheduled at this point?
I do. I think he'll get approved, but he'll go in there with a blemish, just like Justice Clarence Thomas did when Anita Hill suddenly popped up many, many years ago. And Clarence Thomas went to the Supreme Court, or he's become a very respected jurist, a conservative jurist before the Supreme Court, or on the Supreme Court. I think the same thing is going to happen with Judge Kavanaugh. But what it's going to do to his family and what it's going to do to his reputation and history is pretty awful.
Alan Sachs with us here, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. And we got about a minute. You know, in some strange universe, I wonder if it's like 32-dimensional chess by Donald Trump, which we've heard previously, where there's this, now Kavanaugh can withdraw, and now he can nominate Amy Coney Barrett, right? This was the plan all along, but I highly doubt that's actually the case, of course.
I had no idea that this particular judicial selection was going to go in this direction, but it has. I wonder why Senator Feinstein of California, she had this information, this letter from this accuser since July.
Right.
All of a sudden, it comes out. I think what probably they were saying is, or thinking about, the Democratic strategy on the committee. If Judge Kavanaugh can make it over all the other hurdles that we're going to throw at him, and there were a whole bunch that they threw at him, like completely making the judicial hearing sort of a clown fest for a while. If he can get over all those hurdles, then we got one more in store for him. And I think that's exactly what's happened.
All right, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Thank you so much for jumping on this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Alan. Coming up, less than 10 minutes, Bill Schuette, candidate for governor, joins us here on the Steve Gruber Show.